This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, Reformation of the Mind. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. In today's lesson, we will talk about the topic of reformation of the mind in the Islamic lifestyle. When we talk about the Islamic lifestyle, obviously, we need to have a monotheistic lifestyle and we must serve Allah Almighty in our life. Therefore, it is necessary to have a reformation of the mind, the minds that are gifted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey Him, to think about what is permissible and to perform the permissible things and to avoid the prohibited or the forbidden things. This is mind that calculates the things, the daily activities that we have. It is the mind through which we think about something to perform or we imagine things. Therefore, it is necessary to have a reformation of the mind. And this is because that if we think about something and we go on thinking about that thing, it will increase and increase and increase. And then there will be a time when we exaggerate in our thoughts. Therefore, we need to control this. And the reformation means to control the mind, to control it, to limit it to what is permissible and to not let it go beyond the lines that are drawn by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We should not go towards the prohibited things and we should keep ourselves safe from the satanic inspirations. Welcome back. You're listening to A to Z from IRB English Radio. We were talking about the topic of reformation of the mind in the Islamic lifestyle. We said that it is necessary to keep our mind under control and to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sincerely. Therefore, when we look at the ability that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us, therefore, according to that, we need to show the obedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obtain the reward of the world to come and to be saved from the punishments that are being said from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, how to obtain the rewards and how to save ourselves from the punishment, this is the role of mind. This is the role of mind which calculates, which look at the things. Obviously, we are aware of everything. The children, when they are growing, we make them aware of good and bad. And sometimes when they are performing something which is bad, they think, they calculate things. And they try their best to be on the right path. But there are sometimes when we have miscalculations. And those miscalculations are because of the ignorance that we have. Therefore, when we want to have an Islamic lifestyle, we want to be obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it is necessary to reform our minds. And that's why we see that in some narrations, it is also recommended to ponder, to think, and to learn the things. And by learning, by getting the knowledge, we can differentiate between the bad and good. And this bad and good is being done by the mind. Therefore, it is necessary to get the knowledge and to rely on mind, making sure that it does not goes beyond the limits that are set by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thanks for listening. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.ir. You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir.